Paul?
Yeah, I don't know if you lost cell service or what happened.
Yeah, I walked in the
house. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I got you.
Over the Wi-Fi, and it said, oh, you know what, we're done doing what we're doing.
Okay.
I have nothing to say.
So you're talking about, becoming a generator dealer, right?
Well, not just a generator dealer, a Cummins dealer.
Okay, gotcha.
The problem is that Generac is actually fucking trash as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, I see.
In comparison to what Cummins offers 25% reduced fuel rate, about 20% reduced noise, and the problem I'm having right now is that a lot of people, when they call, they're thinking, oh, this guy's a Generac dealer, and then I've got to go through the whole field saying, no, we're a Cummins dealer. We sell Cummins generators.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's just been a whole hassle. So I want to focus not only on, I mean, the generator dealer is fine, but I want to make sure that the Cummins part is included in there and saying out to people that, oh, hey, this isn't another one of the 5 Generac dealers in town.
Right.
This is the only Cummins dealer for literally the next 100 miles.
Right. Yeah,
that
that's going to be important. No, that does make sense. And, of course, that's going to be very important. Okay. So, yeah. And along with the other services, I mean, obviously, I know you said you've got enough of the electrical work and things like that, but if you're okay with it, you know, we at least would want to mention that you provide those services as well. And since you're not...
That's fine. Like I said,
okay.
The biggest thing is focusing on getting the Cummins name out there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
definitely.
Reputation out there, because the biggest problem I'm having right now is Generac is so damn good at marketing. They spend more in marketing than Cummins and Caterpillar combined.
Uh-huh. Right.
And so it's really hard for me, as being the only dealer in 100 miles and just starting a business up here,
right,
to get to people through all of Generac's bullshit.
Yeah.
Oh, look, we can sell you a home standby generator that blah, 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 blah for the same price as the Cummins.
Oh, you're right. Right. No, I hear you. So it's going to be very targeted marketing. And then, I mean, you mentioned kind of being the only dealer in a 100-mile radius. Would you be looking for that to be your service area, like a 100-mile radius?
I mean, at least the immediate 50-mile area.
Okay.
Radius.
Got it. Perfect. Okay. We can
I
do
mean,
that.
We service up
we could
to
do 100.
100 miles.
Okay.
But we own the next 50 miles in every direction.
Got it.
Pretty much.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. So you know, obviously, like I said, you would want a robust enough package to get you found 40, 50 miles away, 60, 70 miles away, even.
Now,
we can do
here's
that.
Another question, because we kind of live in a weird area.
Right.
So, 50 miles away in Helen, Georgia. The nearest dealer is just outside of Atlanta, south of Greenville.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when we start crossing into their territory. But when you go north, Gatlinburg is within our service area. There's no other dealers that service Gatlinburg, and there's a massive amount of generators in that area. Gatlinburg, Bryson City, Robbinsville, that type area. But I know that that's outside of the 50-mile radius.
So it's not going to be... Yes, yeah, yeah, I was just about to say, it's not going to be like a 50-mile radius to the you know, the foot, and it doesn't have to be just 50 miles, 60, 70 miles, and even so, we're not drawing a big circle around yet. We can target specific zip codes, subdivisions, cities, you know, where it's going to be most profitable for you. So even if it's 30, 40, 50 miles that way, it might be 60, 70, 80 miles in another direction. So, we can definitely do that with those paid ads. It's
okay,
very
so
specific.
It's more of a it's more of a targeted area rather than
correct.
An exact radius.
Oh yeah,
radius
yeah, 100%.
Kind of a general.
Yeah, 100%.
Gatlinburg's about 100 miles, and that's the thing. It's only 2 hours, but like I said, I mean, once you kind of get up that stretch of 74 all the way from Bryson City to Gatlinburg, there is literally nobody up there.
Right.
And, you know, we're targeting 100 miles one direction where there's a huge amount of work. The other
direction,
you know, once you get to Tennessee, 25 miles north of us, there ain't the damn thing. One direction, you get 50 miles, and then you're competing with other Cummins dealers.
Yeah. So that's of course, the benefit to the paid ad component of it. Like I said, we can target exactly where you want those ads to run. We can skip places where you don't want to go. You know, so it doesn't have to, like, spread out, you know, in one direction without stopping until it stops. We can skip places and jump around and make it most profitable for where you want to be found.
That would be ideal. I mean, because like I said, I'm really trying to, I mean, with the electrical, local electrical work, I've got it
right.
And I'm happy with it, but I'm really trying to get that Cummins name out there and target specific areas that I know we've got work, that I know people need generators and want generators, and they don't want a Generac. They want top of the line, and that's what we offer.
Yeah, and I mean, that's fantastic that you've got a product that people are definitely going to want. And once we get your name out there, make it easy for people to find you when they are already looking for it, you know, that's going to be perfect for you. Yeah, for sure.
I mean, just in the last week, I mean, originally I got the call because they have a lady moving up literally around the corner from me.
Oh, I see.
They were looking for an electrician who knew how to put generators in.
Right.
And, of course, they're not going to call one of the Generac dealers. So they called one of the top-rated electricians around here, who, ironically, I also do work for.
Okay.
And the call originated with just, hey, do you know how to hook this up? And about 5 minutes, he was offering me the full industrial, commercial, residential package. And just since then, I've already quoted two Cummins generators in less than a week.
Ah, okay.
To kind of give you an idea of the direction that this is going and what my kind of goal is to.
No, that makes a lot of sense. It's going to make a lot of dollars too for you. So, we can definitely get that going for you. And you know, like I said, it on a website that we'll build for you on almost 70 different platforms, your verified listing on Google and Bing and things like that. Now, is it still going to be kind of under the umbrella of Merton Electric? I mean, how would you want the business?
Well, so right branded? Now I'm a sole proprietor. I've got a buddy who's done Generac work for about 10 years, but he knows how to work on just about any generator under the sun if you give him a manual. The eventual goal is, and I don't know if we're going to do like an LLC or a corporation yet, just because I literally haven't had time to deal with that. But we're either going to do one or the other with me owning 100% of the electrical side of the business.
Got it.
And then once we get this generator thing off the ground, he's going to get 40%. I'm going to open up a generator division. Like I said, I'm not sure how we're going to legally structure that. And he'll have 40% ownership over the generator division with me having 60% ownership over the generator position. With me having full ownership over Merton Electric, if that makes sense.
Got it. No, it does. It makes perfect sense. Yeah. So
that's kind of the direction we're headed with this. It's just all a question of how much product can we literally move out the freaking door. And the more we sell, the quicker we can move, the quicker we can buy equipment, the quicker I can bring him on, so on and so forth. And the more advertising we can pay for and the more wheels up we are.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, it does make sense. So any information that we create for you, we can always change it, update it, change the business name, add services, products, things like that. There's no cost ever down the line for us to do that. Everything, all of that's included in that $299 package. So, I mean, we can get everything set up now under Merton Electric when there is a division, if the name changes, if we add an LLC or if it's a completely different name, real easy for us to do that. We've already got the content created. The services are still going to already be there. They're still going to be in place for both the Cummins generator dealership or, you know, for general electrical work. It's just at that point a matter of changing, you know, the business name, changing phone numbers, whatever it might be. And that's actually pretty easy.
Right.
On our end, anyway.
Okay. So, yeah, as long as we could set it up for that, because like I said, the immediate probably 30-mile radius or whatever I mean, it's generally about where I do electrical work. And I mean, once you get past that, it's just, I'm so busy just in the local 30 mile area. It's crazy. But with the Cummins thing,
yeah,
you know, you're talking about getting up into these mountains and at that point, you know, the sky's the limit. I could give a shit less if we put 20 of these sons of bitches in Gatlinburg and I got to send my guys on vacation for a week to service them.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. No, I hear you. And is the phone number that we're speaking on, I know it's the best number for us to reach you regarding the account here.
The 859 is my personal cell, so you can reach me on that. Like I said, I've been out of cell service all day.
Right.
So the 828 is the business number. I do not want the cell number posted.
No. No, yeah. That was going to be my question. Yeah. You know, I know that the 859 is a good number for us to reach you, but the business number is still the 828-644-6479, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And it is now, and I'm guessing will always remain service-based, right? Meaning that you will go out to the customer.
Yeah.
No one will ever come to you. There's not really going to be a physical address that we would be promoting for the business online, right?
Eventually, possibly, because I also sell portable generators and other things.
Okay, got it.
Eventually we might in like next year or two. I mean, it's really all a question of money and time at this point.
Yeah, sure.
We might open up kind of like a little, almost like our shop. And I might even bring on a shop guy and stock it full of portable generators and stuff and be like, hey, you want a generator? Come buy a generator off
me. You
want to buy filters, oil?
Yeah.
You can buy whatever off me and you know, have somebody in the shop answering the phone type deal.
Yeah, yeah. And if that ever happens or, you know, when it happens, you know, like I said, really easy for us to change things and for the time being anyway, you know, Google knows that most service-based businesses are essentially run from the home. Even if it were a, you know, small office where you did paperwork or a shop, if you don't see customers coming to you, Google doesn't want a physical address listed. They don't want anyone to be able to drive out there, try to knock on your door any more than you would, especially since most of the time you're out in the field anyway. So, just city and state, no zip code, no physical address until you really want there to be one. And then I do, of course, have the email address, jbrinkman005@gmail.com. So that's a good email address for you, right, John?
Yeah, I need that posted with the business because that's the only way I directly communicate with the customers.
Perfect.
So they can shoot me an email saying, hey, we're available, or I can shoot them and say, hey, I'm going to be late or whatever. So that's kind of what I use instead of texting.
Great.
On that end.
I'll put that down then, email preferred. If you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I mean, we would schedule a follow-up call with our technician. That's where we handle the bulk of it, you know, to get all the information that we need to create the content, you know, hours of operation that you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, et cetera, what's unique about the business. If you want knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If there's a logo already, we'll use it. If not, we can create one for you free of charge with your suggestion. So we would take care of all of that in that follow-up call with our technician. We call it a client interview. We are into that last hour that we do that at 6 o'clock, so we'd be looking at tomorrow for that follow-up call. What I can do now, though, to get everything set up for tomorrow, and it would be required of me at some point anyway, is to read what's called a voice verification. Because we're Google Premier partners, it does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, a fixed flat rate. In this case, it's just the $299 that we are even reducing the one-time setup fee by $200 down from $299 to $99. So just a one-time setup fee of $99. Of course, it attaches to just the first month. Every month after that, it's exactly $299. We'll never go up. The landing page or that website's included. Like I said, the hosting, maintenance, updating of that website's all included. So I would be required to read that into a voice verification. It is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question.
The best time for a follow-up call would actually be Monday, if that's all right.
Monday, yeah. We can do Monday for that follow-up call. But if you've got a little bit of time here, I need about 5 minutes just to get through that. Like I said, I'm required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment. But if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. And then looking at Monday's calendar, it's pretty wide open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. It looks like we can accommodate that follow-up call. Like I said, although the voice verification is recorded, please feel free to stop me if you've got a question. I do have it set up now. Okay. So it says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement. And John, it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would at least at this point want it to appear online?
It's Murden Electric, M-U-R-D-E-N, Electric.
Okay, that's exactly how I have that. And then, John, please state your name and your official title within the business.
John Brinkman, owner.
Okay, Mr. Brinkman, as the owner of Murden Electric, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your company at this point. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, John, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. And then, Mr. Brinkman, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. And since our job is to make sure that the people needing any of your services are able to contact you directly, we specifically request that you will, in fact, agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to emails, phone calls, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Brinkman, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. It says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. It is, of course, month to month. The reason that we ask is all of the content that we will be creating for your company. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing, content that we're already creating. And, of course, equally or perhaps even more important is that we will make sure that all of your business information online stays accurate and consistent. So we're not actually saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, John, just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content
for
your business.
I'm using Angie's link.
Yes, I am aware of that. There is no direct conflict with that. It's a paid lead service, and the information that they have already out there, same phone number, same business name, there's no conflict. And if you continue to use the service, there's no conflict with that either. But we are going to do what's called the NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be creating that website for you. We'll also make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically as well. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is accurate. That's fair enough, right?
Yeah, that's fine.
Perfect. And with all of the reductions in the cost, again, reducing the setup fee, reducing the cost of the service itself, the website included, being that it is a month-to-month service, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today, the 15th of September, in the very discounted total amount of just $398.00. When the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 15th of the month moving forward at the further reduced rate of exactly $299.00. Once again, that $299, John, is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. It will never go up on you, not even by a penny. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all of the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone. My company will also incur the hard cost of the paid ads so that we can target specific cities, zip codes, subdivisions even, to get you found throughout your service area. And in this case, we're also going to be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That landing page, again, is included at no additional cost. The building, hosting, maintaining, and updating of that website is included at no additional cost. Now, once again, we offer our services completely at will, month to month, and no contract. So that does, of course, mean that at any time, for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can discontinue the agreement altogether. You can also pause the service, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or even pause the service seasonally if necessary. You can do so by simply contacting our client support team. Mr. Brinkman, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, John, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Brinkman, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. And then, John, that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
It's going to be on a Visa.
On a Visa. Is that particular card in your name, the business name, or both?
It's in my name.
Your name. And is it John, any middle initial on the card, or Jonathan?
P. John P. Brinkman. J-O-H-N-T-B-R-I-N-K-M-A-N.
Okay. You said P like Paul, not T like Tom, right?
Yeah, P like Paul.
Gotcha. Perfect. And then you said that was a Visa card. John, I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
It's 4164.
Okay.
8600.
Yes, sir.
1169.
Okay.
5724.
And then the expiration month and year?
It's 625.
06 of 2025, and then the last three digits on the back of that card.
Is 089.
So 089. I've got 089, 089 on the back in June or 06 of 2025 for the expiration. And then, John, the card itself, was it 4164-8600-1169-5724?
Yes.
Okay. And then is the billing address of that card the 362 Chastain Road, 28906?
Yes, it's apartment B or unit B.
Unit B. Yeah, I got that. Okay, so in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there, but if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Oh, let me find a pen. All right, what is that information?
Okay, so that toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it is simply option one or extension one to reach client support. John, you can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday. That's 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. You can, of course, email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. You'll receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute through our automated system. And then, John, you'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately, and there is going to be on the invoice email a link to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. Since our emails get sent through our server every couple of minutes in bulk just a little bit. You may receive the text message even before you receive the email, but when you receive either the text message or the email itself, just let me know. I wanted to walk you through a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call for Monday. And like I said, it looks like with just the one exception of 3 o'clock, we can do any time between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. The call is scheduled by the hour, but it takes about 25 or 30 minutes, so it gets you about, you know, 10, 15 minutes after the top of the hour, get you off the phone about, you know, 25, 30 minutes after that. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. Like I said, just kind of that basic information that I mentioned earlier. Would you want something as early as 10, as late as 6, or somewhere in the middle there?
10 o'clock is fine.
10 o'clock is fine. Perfect. So at 9 o'clock, you'll receive a reminder email that the call itself is scheduled for 10. And like I said, it is a one-hour window for a call that takes half that time. So it will get to you just a few minutes after the top of the hour. I'm also going to send you in just a second here a calendar invite. The calendar invite really is just more for your records. You certainly do not need to respond to it, although many people do, and there's no problem if you do. It's going to say Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for Client Interview to be conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me what that means. And then, Mr. Brinkman, did you receive either the text message or the email that our automated system should have sent out by now? You did, okay.
I did.
So if you open up the text message, it goes right where we need it to go. If you open up the invoice email, of course, it's got the invoice at the bottom, and the body of the email, it says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Please click here to accept the subscription terms. The blue click here is hyperlinked, and if you click on that, it goes to where that text message should have opened up automatically, which is the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about the services that we'll be providing, beginning with the Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Is that what you see?
Yes, I've got it right here.
Okay, perfect. So, of course, we're going to optimize your Google listing, but we'll also do Bing as well, although it's only about 1 out of 10 people that will choose Bing over Google. That's still a lot of people, and we want you to get those calls.
What is my username and password for here?
You don't have to right now, and I'll let you know why. It's coming from my.localsplash.com, which is the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon to access your tracking system. Our automated system thinks that both your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it, neither of which is the case. We have to do the client interview first to create the content for there to be something to track.
Okay.
In the next few days, though, yeah, you don't have to worry about that right now. In the next few days, though, you'll get by text and by email both the username and a default password. You can change the password once you log in if you like, although most people don't. I can give you the username, though. That is something you cannot change, but it is something very easy for you to remember. It is simply the business number, area code included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. So the username will be 828-644-6479, no dashes or spaces or anything like that. In any correspondence, John, to the support@localsplash.com email, please include either your phone number or your username. They're basically the same thing, and we can easily access that and forward it out to the right department. That's the catch-all for everything related to the account. You can send anything and everything there. When they do the client interview, they'll give you the photos@localsplash.com email if you wanted to email the photos team directly, but you can send everything to that support email. Other than that, you're all set and squared away. That follow-up call, again, is scheduled for 10 o'clock, or at least that 10 o'clock hour on Monday. It's going to be someone else from our client interview team giving you that follow-up call. But I did want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. We're looking forward to getting this going for you, getting you branded for the services, even helping your company to grow, and, of course, looking forward to earning your business just 1 month at a time.
All right. I do appreciate the phone call. How did y'all hear about me, just out of curiosity? How did y'all?
So it started out as a position available for an electrical contractor, and when those positions become available, our inventory department generates a list of pre-qualified candidates, meaning you had some online presence. We were able to see a Facebook page. I know there wasn't a website. And
probably
it like
through Angela.
It might have been. Yeah. Okay. So that might have been it. Yeah. So any directory submissions you've got out there, Yelp, Facebook, in this case, it's an industry-specific Angie Leads, but it does have the phone number on there. It does have Murphy, so and, of course, Electric. So you don't have any bad reviews. That's why you made it onto that pre-qualified list. In fact, you've got some pretty good reviews out there for what's already there. And Tara reached out. She spoke with Holly, and, of course, we kind of took it from there. But, yeah, we're looking forward to getting this going for you, especially for the Cummins Generator dealership that you're getting going for you. That's going to help you guys immensely moving forward. It's going to be a big part of what your success is going to be here. So we're excited to get that going. Like I said, it's going to be someone else from our client interview team giving you that follow-up call. But I appreciate you. I'm glad you called back. And, I don't say it unless it's true, and I don't get to say it very often. But, you're clearly an intelligent guy. You're a patient guy. You even made me laugh a couple of times. And I don't get all of that on every phone call. Sometimes I get none of it. And at the end of the day, coming up on the end of the week, it's been a real pleasure speaking with you. It's always nice to speak with someone who's as appreciative and respectful of my time as I hope that I have been of theirs, and you certainly were that. So thank you for that.
Well, I definitely appreciate the phone call. You know, it was funny when I told the wife I was thinking about it today, because the job we're at, we don't have cell service, so I typically hook to the customer's Wi-Fi. We were doing a breaker swap in the panel, which means the power was out.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I didn't put two and two together till the voicemail came through, and I'm like, I told her to have that dude give me a holler, and I just turned the fucking power off and have no way to answer the damn phone now.
Yeah, that's funny, because I did talk to her, and he says, I don't know what happened with the email, and then I verified that I had, an extra letter in there, but we got the email back out to you, and I did want to give you a little bit of time to maybe look at that email, so I didn't call you right away, and then I did call you a couple of times, but I'm glad it was not after, or at least not long after that second call that you called us right back in. So I think
I drove right into cell service, and as soon as I did, it popped up with the voice, and I'm like, he just tried to call me again. And then, of course, I left something up on the job, so I had to send my guy back up there, which is why I lost you.
Well, it's all right. Like I said, we've been doing this a long time. We've dealt with this and worse, so it's kind of par for the course. We'll handle it all in stride. But like I said, looking forward to getting this going for you. And again, real pleasure speaking with you. You have a wonderful rest of the day. You enjoy the upcoming weekend. And again, that follow-up call from our interview team is going to get to you in that 10 o'clock hour on Monday.
All right, man. I do appreciate it. I do appreciate your time and the phone call. You have a great night.
Thank you, John. Thank you very much. You too. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.